Please open your Bibles to the Gospel according to John. John chapter 1. Verses 1 through 5 begin John's account of the ministry of Jesus like this. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, the Word created the heavens and the earth, because the Word was with God and God was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. He was because He has always been. He did not come to be, but He caused all things to be, because He was with God, God the Father. Since He created all things and He was with the Father, He Himself is God. He created all things, and so He created life. Because in Him was and is life. His life was and is the light of men. In Him was life for the body and for the spirit. However, to have life in the body does not mean one has life in the spirit. But even as He gave life abundantly in the body, so He gives life wondrously in the spirit. His light shines in the darkness, but not all love the light. The darkness fought the light, but the darkness could not overtake the light, because the light is the Word and the Word is God. You don't overtake God. The God who commanded light to shine out of darkness in the beginning also commands the light to shine in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ, as Paul said to the Corinthians. Therefore, the darkness failed to comprehend Him who is the light. But the light shone more brightly and powerful at the height and power of darkness. Verses 6 through 8. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. God sent a man. The man testified to all people of the light. Great this man was, but he was not the light. He came to tell all people of the light that they all might believe because of the testimony of this man. This man's name was John. He was not the light. He was not the Word. He was not God. God chose this man to speak a word on behalf of the light. God chose this man, John, and because of that, many were led to believe that he was the chosen one spoken about by Moses and the Psalms and the prophets. He was the greatest among men, but he fell short of the one who was himself the light. Because the one who is the light is the Word, who is also the God of the Scriptures. Verses 9 through 13. There was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The light of whom John testified was the true light. From him, every man and every woman can have light, because he, the light, the Word, who is also God, came into the world. He was here in the world because he knew the world and made the world. Yet the world did not even know him, its creator. The world did not know him, but the world had a limited knowledge that he was even coming into the world. Nevertheless, the world could have and should have known him when he finally came. But the world has instead chosen not to know him, not to glorify him, not to thank him, but they have become futile in their hearts, and their foolish hearts have been darkened. As Paul wrote in the first chapter of the book of Romans. And so rejecting that light, the world has plunged into darkness, changing the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. And that led the world to fall even further into the darkness as they engaged in uncleanness, the lusts of their hearts, dishonoring their bodies among themselves, exchanging the truth of God for the lie, worshiping and serving the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And having gone that far, they went to the center of darkness, committing vile passions, changing the natural use for what is against nature, women with women and men with men, burning in their lust for one another. And finally, in Romans 1, Paul said they were steeped in darkness and not wanting the light or the Word who is God in their minds. He, in turn, gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, but being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. Paul said they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, and unmerciful. No wonder the world did not know Him when He came into the world. But that was the world. What of those not of the world? What of those who had a greater knowledge? Back in John 1, John said He went to them who were actually His own people. But they did not receive Him. They knew He was coming, but they thought that He would be different. He was, as the Scripture said, but they did not see what the Scripture showed. While the world did not know Him, those who were His own did not receive Him. The world was unfamiliar with Him, but His own did not like Him. The world fell into every form of darkness of the flesh. His own fell into every form of darkness of the Spirit. Nevertheless, John said, there were some, and there are some today, both of the world and of His own, who have received Him. To those people, the light gave the right to become children of God. Those who received Him are those who believed Him, even believing in His name. What is that name? Do you know His name? The one who is here called the Light, called the Word, and called God? John went on to say that those who became children of God were born again, but not of the flesh. It was of the Spirit. They were not born of blood, because who we are in the flesh has no bearing who we are in the Spirit. They were not born of the will of the flesh, because sexual lust does not make us children of God. They were not born of the will of man, because this was not man's plan. It was God's plan. Those who were born children, who have become children of God, are born of the God who is the Word and the Light. Be prepared for what happened next. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word, who is God, who is light, became flesh. The light took on human form. God became as we were. He did not become flesh and hide on a mountain, but He dwelt among us. He walked among us. He ate among us. He slept among us. He worked among us. People saw the glory of the Word, the one who made all things and brought light to all people that they might have life. They did not see His glorious light as we might see the glory of the sun in the sky. But they beheld His glory in the manner of His dwelling among us. His glory, John said, was as of being the only begotten of the Father. People saw that He came from God, the one we call the Father. Therefore, He Himself was God. The Father was in heaven, and the Son was on earth. He is the glorious outpouring of God the Father, showing the fullness of grace and truth, because He is the grace of God. He is the truth of God. The one in the beginning with the Father is the Word, the light. He is God. He is grace. He is truth. He is grace, and in Him is no cruelty at all. He is truth, and in Him is no falsehood at all. He is the God of grace and truth. He is the God of light and of the Word. That very one came and took on a body as we have. Verse 15. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me.'" The man sent from God, John, who testified of the light, bore witness of the truth, lifting his voice, telling the world and Israel that this one who became flesh was to appear after John. But he was preferred before John because he was before John. He came after John, and yet he was before John. The Word was God. But John was only a man. So the Word is in flesh, and He's arriving on the scene after John. But if the Word is God, He has been before John. And if the Word is God, He is preferred before John. The light appeared in the flesh, arriving on the scene after John, but He was in the beginning when all things were made. John was not there at that time. John appeared thousands of years later. John was great, but the light to whom John bore witness exceeded the glory of John more than the glory of the sun exceeds the glory of a candle. 16 through 18. And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. From Him, who is the Word, who is God, who is the light, who is grace and truth, we have received His fullness. He did not hold anything back. He revealed His fullness and gave it all for us. Therefore, we have received grace for grace. Grace on top of grace. Grace in the beginning and grace in the end. He is full of grace and He is generous with that grace, giving it to us that grace might dwell within us. The law came through another great man, Moses. Moses and John surpass all men. Yet Moses and John did not give us the fullness of grace and truth. The Word, who is the light, gave us all grace and all truth. Those other men only revealed part of it. The Word is Jesus Christ. That means God is Jesus Christ. The light, the light, the true light, is the one we know as Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ became flesh to give us His fullness, which He has always had, even in the beginning when He created all things. The same fullness He had then, He had when He walked this earth. And that same fullness, John said, He now makes available to you and to me. Wow. No one living on the earth has seen God fully revealed. But the one who was in the beginning with God the Father, who even came from the bosom of the Father and has returned to the bosom of the Father, has declared God. So think about that. God declared God. Someone says, "Show me God and I'll believe." Why doesn't God show Himself? And we say, He did. He did come here, and we didn't like Him. And we drove nails through His hands and His feet onto a cross to let Him stay there until He died. The world hated Him so much. God declared God. And for that reason, the Bible calls Jesus Christ the Word and the Light. Because He spoke and showed us the Father. Do you want to see the Father? then listen to Jesus speak. He's the Word. Watch Him. He's the light. So that he who has seen Jesus has seen the Father. Not because He is the Father, but because He is the manifestation of the Father's glory. If they had exchanged places, if the Father came and the Son stayed in heaven, there would be no difference. The Father would live, speaking and working, just as the Son did. Do you believe these things? Do you want to receive Jesus Christ? If you receive Him and believe on His name, you have the right to become a child of God. Do you know what that means? Do you want to become a child of God? If you receive Him and believe Him, you have the right to become a child of God, but those things alone do not make you a child of God. You have the authority to approach God and ask, what else must I do to be one of your children? And He will answer back, as we shall discover in John chapter 3, that you must be born of water and the Spirit. You must believe these things and then receive them, accepting Jesus as He is, the Son of God. If you've gone that far, the Bible then says you can be born of water and the Spirit. So please keep coming as I take you through John and wait till we get to John 3. But I don't want to wait till your sermon on John 3. Well, that's fine. Read John 3 this week. I don't want to wait this week. I want it now. Well, you can have it now. You can be born of water and the Spirit today. If you're already at that point where you've said, well, I do accept what John, the witness here in John chapter 1, has said about this one known as Jesus. And I accept what John the Apostle wrote about all these things. I believe that Jesus is the Word, that He is God, that He is the light. And I want that. I want that in my life desperately. What do I do? You need to be born of water and the Spirit. And that happens when you're immersed in water. We believe that this is so important. We have even constructed right behind me a baptistry where we today can plunge you into that water and help make you a child of God. Do you want that? If so, why are you waiting? Come forward now as we stand and sing.